Don't forget to keep up and read Steve's latest column at Newsmax.com.
Got a brand new one up there today, by the way. Newsmax.com. Just sign in, become a follower of Steve Gruber on Newsmax.com. I appreciate the support. Oh, it's about, what's it about? Oh, it's about the infidelity and the cover-up. Always the downfall, the cover-up. The infidelity, always an issue of character, and we'll see if that is the downfall of this president. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but it certainly isn't doing him any favors at this point. No question about that. We've had some discussions recently about Title IX and changes put forth by Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos in that arena, because she's trying to level the playing field so that just because you're accused of sexual assault as a guy, you don't just get run out on a rail. You actually have a chance to say, now, wait a second. I didn't do that. This isn't real for this reason. You know, the idea that we just accept the allegation as truth is problematic. Margaret Valoy here, Title IX attorney. Margaret, welcome to the program, and might want to help me on your last name. I'm not sure if I got it right.
It's Valois.
Valois.
Thanks for having me. Yeah,
good to have you here, and I'll never make that mistake again. anyhow, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I look at this, and I have two daughters and a son. I hope none of them are ever involved with such a situation, but if they are, if my daughters are sexually assaulted, I want the full force of the law to protect them and to crack down whoever committed the crime. But if my son is accused of something that he did not do, I also want the law to defend him vigorously. And that's not wrong. I mean, I can't believe a daughter to sacrifice a son. That doesn't make sense to me. Please help me.
Well, and you're absolutely right. And the thing is, what you're talking about is the law, which you would think if there is a sexual assault, you would report it to the police. You know, that would be reported to the police and there would be a criminal investigation. But what we're talking about are sort of quasi-criminal proceedings that go on college campuses. And it's, you know, whenever a parent calls me, because I advise students who are accused in these matters, you know, I tell them that they're entering the Twilight Zone, because it sort of is a completely unbelievable process that honestly both students go through.
Clearly. I mean, here's what happens.
Kind of goes out the window.
Yeah, well, what's baffling to me here just in the last few days on this program, we've had people here who talked about young men who had been accused of such things and run out of the university before the process, if you even want to call it that, had concluded. And in one case we talked about here, it was found that he did nothing wrong, and he was still thrown out of school. How the hell does that happen?
Because the definitions on campus are very different from what are definitions in criminal proceedings. So the definition right now of sexual assault is or harassment is so broad that pretty much anything can be construed and therefore adjudicated on campus as harassment. So, for instance, if you accidentally bump into somebody in line while you're in the dining hall, and they take offense at that, they can file a claim against you and you can be disciplined for that.
Let me ask you this. Is the definition of railroad job different in the legal system than it is on a college campus?
Probably not. And, you know, there's a lot going on college campuses. There's, you know, political climate. There's a lot of pressure on the universities to carry out these sort of witch hunts because there's, you know, they're purse strings.
Here's my problem, Margaret. Margaret Valois here, Title IX attorney. Here's my problem. And that is, in the Me Too movement, I said from the very beginning, yes, we need to address these sexual assaults that have been overlooked for a number of years, but the danger of weaponizing these accusations is right at the forefront, because it's a chance for vindictive people, women, to get even with people if they don't like them. We've seen that happen. We see that happen on college campuses. You've also got the morning of regret afterwards and say, well, I didn't do that. He made me do that. That sort of thing goes on. And then you've got completely made up out of whole cloth accusations. How do we get this under control? Because, yes, sexual assault is extremely important, and it needs to be taken seriously. but so do the lives of young men. You can't just destroy a guy's life because you don't like him or you got mad at him or you want to exact some sort of revenge. That is just as despicable.
It is, Steve. And the proposed guidelines go a long way towards setting this ship right. Right now, the accusers are instantly labeled victims, and they're treated as such. And, you know, if you start out presuming there's a victim, the rest of the process is kind of designed to bolster that idea. And, of course, you're going to end up with somebody who's found responsible for what they're accused of. The new guidelines narrow what's going to be investigated and examined by schools, you know, more clearly define it. But at the same time, they require implementation of support processes for students who make complaints. So even if, and a lot of times that's really what they need, you know, maybe they don't feel good about what happened and they just need to talk to somebody about it. They don't really want to be part of a full-blown investigation that's going to end up running somebody out of class and off campus.
Sure.
So they put those support measures in place. They can get counseling. Maybe they need some extra time for their exams, or they need to skip a couple classes and have accommodations to make those up. So there are measures put in place now for real support for these students while they figure out what's going on. And they don't have to make a complaint if they don't want to.
Yeah, I think that the problem.
Sometimes they just want to take a step back and have some, you know, take a look at it.
I think that the real foundational base problem here is the notion of rape culture on college campuses, which I do not believe exists. I do not believe it existed when I went to college. I don't believe it exists today. I believe that it is greatly exaggerated and to the detriment of all students. Margaret, I appreciate you being here. We will talk sometime soon, I'm sure. Margaret Valois, Title IX attorney. Great conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's the Steve Gruber Show, and the notion of this rape culture, greatly exaggerated, to say the least, in my estimation. If I'm wrong, tell me how. Go to SteveGruber.com, drop me a line, and explain it.